This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Hold on! Yay!
You surround yourself with turds, you're heading towards Turdville.
Thanks, I think it's Newt.
They fell in love.
I love cows.
Buck and I played it.
God, we're so on the same page.
We've synced up. We're menstruating together now.
Azerasians.
I love cows.
It's become my favorite.
I'm like, what does the end of this jingle need? And then you hit the same button at the same time.
Yeah, that was not my finest work there.
Someone has pointed out, what if Tom Brady ended up stealing Bill Belichick's 20-year-old girlfriend?
Being a man of increase?
Oh. The jiu-jitsu guy steals Tom's gal, and then Tom turns around and steals Bill's gal. Helps her do her homework.
I don't think that would be hard for Tom to do.
I wouldn't think so.
You know she'd be like, oh, well, if I thought I could have you, I would have gone for you in the first place.
Right? I mean, no offense, Bill.
He's worth way more money.
Yeah. He's not 1,000 years old.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He'll be gone a lot. Bill's home all the time.
Yeah, there's talk that they're going to get hitched.
Good for them.
Yeah, well, true love, right? Oh, so you were talking about this 93-year-old person, and I didn't know what to do today.
I haven't told you anything about the 93-year-old man yet.
You had a 93-year-old person that went to prison.
Now he was arrested.
This person was not arrested, but I didn't know. Like, I felt like I should call someone, but I didn't know who to call. So
Ghostbusters.
I needed the Ghostbusters. I felt so bad. Sometimes when I'm driving home,
when there's something strange
in the neighborhood,
who can you call?
There's two ways. Sometimes, if the certain turn signal turns green, I'll actually cut through the old folks community to get to my house, but it's usually not. And so I just go straight and I kind of go around the olds. Today I got the green arrow and I was like, oh, I'll just cut through the old folks. You cut right through the Fairway Village golf course. And there was an adorable old lady. I'm going to say probably 75 to 80, somewhere in that range. And she was on a little bicycle with a little basket in front, had the big bike helmet on, elbow pads, knee pads, like you were learning to ride a bike for the very first time. And she was going approximately 1 mile an hour on this thing. And so I pull up to the stop sign and the lady's going, and it's a pretty wobbly ride. And she gets to kind of where, like the like where the curb goes down, where you would go back in the road, and so you're talking about like a 1-inch dip. Guess what happened when she went on the 1-inch dip?
She over the handlebars?
Down she goes.
Whoa.
So I'm like, oh crap! Mm. So I pull over. Well, I guess I'm already there.
Oh no!
Like went an extra foot to the left, got out of my car, and went over, and I was like, oh my gosh, you okay? And she seems a little rattled, but she's like, I'm fine. I'm fine, just the curb. And I was like, oh, well, I'm
really
so sorry. I'm like, do you need anything?
Bye.
She's like, no. Gets back on the bike and she goes, maybe I'll just stay on the sidewalk. And I was like, yeah, great idea, right? Sidewalk, safe. There is a sign like 20 feet away for a home sale. You know, like one of like the, you know, like a placard board. You know what I mean?
Like the real estate signs.
The real estate signs.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's big wood stanchion and everything.
And it's just, it's right there. And so she gets on her bike and she's on the sidewalk. And so I go to get back in my car and I can see it coming. It's like 20 feet away and here's the bike. It's headed right for it. I'm like, no, this isn't going to, no, right into the sign.
Ow.
Down she goes again.
Ow.
I didn't even finish getting back into my car. So I go running over the 20 feet. And again, I'm like, are you okay? Oh. I didn't see this. You didn't see the giant sign? And she's like, So again, I take a minute, ask her if she's okay. Can I call someone? Do you need some help? She's like, no, I'm just going to sit here and rest for a minute. And I said, well, why don't I sit here and just make sure you're okay? I thought about going into the clubhouse, the gun, being like, hey,
Tight watcher.
Because we got something. And so she just kind of sat there for a minute and she's like, you're nice young man. Go about your day. And so then I see her get back on the bike and down she goes, just like with her little waddle. And I didn't know. Like, I was like, should I follow her home in case she crashes again? But she was going so slow. I was like, well, I guess I'll just go home. And I just drove off. But this poor lady, I feel that maybe someone died today. If I come home and there's like a new estate sale sign up, I'm going to feel terrible that old lady is dead. And she should not be allowed on that bicycle. But you can't tell an old person not to ride a bicycle, but she should not be pedaling around that neighborhood.
Yeah, she's just out there living her best life.
Crashing!
Maybe had some pink cocaine before she hopped on that thing.
Yeah! It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, the olds are cute.
When you see someone headed right towards it, and then, like, you don't know what to do, so you do this one, like, you try to yell, but it doesn't really come out. You just end up making a noise, and then right into the sign. Poor lady. It's like, is there a husband I can call? Do you have a grandson? Is there anyone? No, I'm okay.
I'm alone.
get back. And it was the best old lady bike.
Maybe
right?
It was her trick to get you into her house. So she could seduce you.
Get you into her pants.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way.
Could you take me home? I'm lonely.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
She couldn't handle a 1-inch curb and she couldn't see a big real estate sign.
I have tea. I don't see well, but I have tea.
Feels so bad. He jacked a granny.
He jacked a granny today.
Wow. I wanted to like be like, can I take your bike? I'll give you a ride home. Like, where do you live? I will drive you wherever
you
need.
That's what she wanted.
Or like, should I have been like a concerned dad and like, you know, when you're teaching your kid to ride a bike, you just hold the back of the seat. I wanted to do that. Like, let's go home. Let's get you home, ma'am.
Hey, you seen this? Somebody texted and said, why doesn't Tom Brady go after that girl who has a crush on him? And then he said, search Veronica, Tom Brady fan.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She is stunning.
Yeah, she was an Instagram hot.
Veronica Rajek?
Yeah.
Rajek?
Yeah.
She's Slovakian?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he go after her? What's the matter with him?
Maybe he has. I don't know.
27-year-old?
Is it possible that Tom is just brokenhearted and he can't, you know?
It is possible, but
he can't handle it.
I know, but
he was married to the most famous model in the world.
Listen, I get it. But if this woman,
yeah,
look at her.
Yeah, she's hot.
If she's coming on, like, is he really turning that down? Or does he think because she's out in the open about her love for Tom Brady that she's crazy and like
doesn't want to get caught?
He doesn't want
to. Yeah. He probably needs her to sign an NDA first.
You know, if you're Tom, how are you trusting any of the Instagram hots, man?
It would kill the lesser man.
Well, I don't know how you trust anyone, really.
Yeah.
Anyone's motives when you're Tom Brady or when you're, you know, that rich and some gals are, you know what I mean? Like, that would be hard.
He was sniffing around one of the Kardashians for a while, I think.
What?
Yeah, there was a rumor.
Oh, yeah.
That,
wasn't it when he was at the old Michael Rubin white party, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
there was
that?
A rumor that him and Kim were, you know.
Yeah, it was Kim. Yeah, they were
picking
kind of
up the scent.
I tell you what,
Musk.
That Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
has a booty.
She must have something emanating from her hoo-ha, because
she can get whoever she wants.
She does.
Man.
She gets them all.
Gets them all.
And we all think she's a joke, and that family's, I mean, a bunch of boobs.
Yeah.
No.
No, dude. It works.
She gets whoever she wants.
Whoever she wants. That's a whole thing. You can talk about your crazy exes. He's got Giselle. She's got many. Kanye. I don't know.
But why would Tom Brady go after her?
I just think maybe it's weird. If you're Tom Brady, like, how do you find someone that's on, like, your social level? I mean, I don't know. Is it hard for Tom Brady? He's friends with Derek Jeter. You would think Jeets would have, you know, told him, hey, man, this is how to do it. But maybe Tom's a serial monogamy guy. Maybe
Did you
Tom
just
doesn't
ask,
like
is it hard
You can
for
also
Tom Brady?
Get the power snatch.
Wow. Who hit that?
I think that was Chisholm.
Volpe.
Wasn't it?
Volpe?
Volpe.
Oh.
Grand slam.
Chisholm walked, I think, right before
okay.
him.
Yankees are up 5-2.
Yeah. Now we have to hear, oh, the Dodgers in trouble. No, they're not. They're fine. No, I'm asking, like, if you're Tom, it might actually be hard. Tom may not be into the hooers. And if he's not, maybe it's probably I'm saying it could be hard to find someone that you thought was generally interested in you.
I get that, but don't you got to get it in some? No. You're Tom Brady.
Not everyone's built that way.
What?
Yeah,
I think
I'll get it in.
He got to get it in.
Uncle Shannon knows what's up.
Yeah, take a page out of Shannon's book.
He's out there.
Get it in.
He's out there grunting at people. Maybe Tom's not wired that way.
I needed a brick right there.
I haven't heard any rumors about Tom and ladies.
Maybe he's gay.
Well, he does have like 4 kids.
Do you think he's transitioning?
The rumor that I heard was that he was, like, when he and Giselle first split, he was doing something with one of Giselle's buddies, one of her model friends, another Victoria's Secret lady.
Oh,
cool.
I don't know.
He should be.
I would assume that when Tom became single, that he was about to cut a wide swath through celebrity tale, but
seriously, what if Tom Brady's the new Bruce Jenner? Think about that.
I want to keep that private.
Huh. Well, he is starting to turn into a middle-aged lesbian. He's got that look going for him. It's 2024, man. You do you, boo.
Being a man of increase?
Oh, Tom. Yeah, someone saying Nikki, was it Glazer at the roast? She was into him. I think a lot of people are into Tom.
She's married.
Yeah, there are more people that want Tom than people that Tom wants.
Isn't Nikki married?
I don't think so.
I think she is.
I don't think it matters. Like, no. If you're Tom, like, you know. I think that's the thing is, like, maybe it's just paralysis by analysis. There's too much. Like, if you're Tom, you can kind of pick whoever you want, right? You're Tom freaking Brady. You telling me if Nurse Nice, like if Tom showed up, you'd be like, well, this is over.
People, someone on the Vancouver 4 text line says that TB12 fan is super hot, but she is a whore bag that does tons of crazy shit on OnlyFans. Whoops.
Whoa. Even better.
I just read God, it right off the page.
Ron Burgundy?
I love that.
Yeah. I'm Ron Burgundy. God.
Look at that.
Whoops.
Offending the children.
I was just reading right through as it came in.
Buck just dropping a crazy S.
I absolutely did the teleprompter thing.
Yeah. I love it.
It took me a second. Wait, did he really say that?
It took me a second.
That was definitely one of those. What? That just that register?
Huh? Nikki Glazer is in a relationship with producer Chris Convy.
Mm. I'm guessing if Tom wanted to be in that relationship, Chris would be booted.
They live in St. Louis. Did you know that?
I did not know that. She's hot. She's cute.
And funny.
But yeah, I mean, like the Instagram hots, man, does any of them offer anything other than being an Instagram hot? I mean, it's just.
Well, that's enough for me.
Yeah. Maybe Tom wants more. Tom's a man of increase, and he needs something more.
Being a man of increase?
I'd like to see what his DMs are about.
Can you imagine?
Tom's or Jameis's?
Tom's.
Tom's.
What if Tom Brady handed you his phone and said, here,
oh my gosh.
Respond to my DMs. Can you imagine that?
I'm assuming it goes the same way. I had a buddy of mine who he was related to her, but I think it was like it was a cousin, but you know, I think it was they just grew up together. I don't know if they were officially cousins, but she was a an Instagram hot. She knew some Blazers. She knew some NFL guys. She's an Instagram hot. And
Magic Johnson.
Yeah. And she showed us her Instagram DMs. Oh my God.
Well, men are way worse than.
Yeah. Well, she had a couple 100,000 followers. And I was like, there is no way you can go through this. And she's like, no, it is just a never ending sea of messages and vulgar, awful things. But she says you do sift through them because there are a lot of high profile people that message.
That's how they do it.
That's how you do it.
That's how the Richies.
Yeah. And that's how she said she had met several athletes and an actor. That way is just through through DMs.
Nice.
And like notable people.
Well,
too.
Hello there.
And I was like BS, and then I was like, oh yeah, that's real. Yeah.
Well, let's not bury the lead that Ryan Buckley just
cussed on the air.
Just cussed right there on the air.
For the poor really kids. Hope this dump button's been
crazy ass. Yeah, you're fine.
Was Motley Crue last week or this week?
That was last week. Yeah, I think it was Friday.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, 2 weeks in a row. See if we can make it three.
We're on a roll. What if Brady gets with Hawk to a girl?
Hawk to it.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's no way. Tom does not seem like the type that could just be with an idiot.
Kim Kardashian, dude.
Look, say what you will about Kim Kardashian.
But come on.
Think about the business prowess there.
No, Kim's not an idiot. She's a whore, but not an idiot.
She's a ditz. She is not an idiot. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
But she is not...
Yeah,
I get it.
Dude,
she's not a freak. She's not a Mensa member, okay,
I understand,
man?
But it's not Hawk to a Girl.
No, they're
concrete
not
Concrete Jungle Wet... What the hell are they going to relate to? Nothing.
Concrete Jungle Wet Dream Tomato.
No. Kardashian, I can see. There's no way the Hawk to a Girl. I can't see Tom being with some random like Instagram whore that has like three other celebrity baby daddies.
Well, I'm just saying there's a difference between dating and getting it in.
Yeah. Valid point.
But there was getting it in.
There was that rumor about Ben Affleck and Tom Brady and the airplane and that, you know.
What?
Yeah, I suppose that was one of the things that like tanked Ben Affleck's marriage is they were on a private plane with Tom Brady and some ladies were on there and stuff. You know, those rumors are out there, you know. I like to have a good time.
What do you think happened?
I think they played cards and then just went to Vegas and had a boys, nice steak dinner out and then all went home. There's no way none of them did anything shady.
Watching election coverage.
There you go. That's what happened.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
All right, we got to go. Why this 93-year-old man is going to jail next on The Fan.
I'll get it in.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
Someone is pointing out the Kardashian thing is the most... It's the craziest story in the history of celebrity in that you think about the Kardashian. They had the O.J. Simpson murder. Their dad was loosely tied to that. He was an attorney but wasn't really involved in anything. He was just O.J.'s friend. And then because of that, his daughter, whose then mom married Bruce Jenner, who at the time was kind of a celebrity. I mean, he was an ex-Olympic guy, but he was like a motivational speaker. And then she made a porno tape with like a D-list R&B guy who was only famous because his sister was a somewhat famous R&B singer. And somehow they then released that tape on purpose and built a multi-billion dollar empire. That is the craziest success story in the history of celebrities. Find me one. Like if you laid that out and wrote a movie, you would laugh and be like, there is zero chance that that happened. Well, oh, and then by the way, the dad transitioned to a woman, but still is like a hardcore Republican and killed someone in a car accident.
One of the ones that always pops in my mind, your guy Arnold started as an Austrian bodybuilder and ended up becoming the governor of California with a superstar movie role in between.
Which is
pretty
still,
great.
That's crazy,
I know, but
still. But
it's not as crazy.
A billion-dollar empire based on that because they made a porno tape and then like released it. And it's just crazy. So... You can hate the Kardashians all you want. Someone has to be smart, and you're right. America.
America.
America. Land of opportunity.
That's the American dream right there.
Seriously. Like, it's... America, yeah! I can't comprehend it.
Screw the learned people, no!
And everyone hates them, but they...
Fat, uneducated, beer, yeah!
They sell everything.
Yeah. Not everyone hates them.
Yeah, people love them.
Women love them.
Yeah.
And this guy's right. You think all these... Well, I shouldn't read this. He says their mom is running all of this.
Yeah.
Careful reading the text line.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
See, at least I caught myself.
I mean, Buckley.
What was the mom's idea to release the porno
mom
tape?
Mom is running all of it, and that is true. Kris Jenner is behind all of that.
Yeah.
The TV show, yes. All their brands.
Yeah. But imagine...
She's smart.
Imagine the mom going to the daughter and be like, no, don't worry, we're going to release this. And she's like, dude, no porn actor or actress ever becomes famous like that. And she's like, don't worry, we're going to be fine off this. And not even like in a trashy way, just like they sell high-end crap. It's just, it makes no sense how that happened with Ray J, of all people. Ray J.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, he started a bunch of businesses on the back of that porno tape, too. Yeah.
Well, and I think we have the blueprint here, guys.
But that's the thing is other people.
So which one do you use releasing it, then?
Other people have tried and it doesn't work. Like Lawrence Fishburne's kid.
So maybe
tried
they
this.
Are smart then. That, they, you need the Kris Jenner behind.
Isn't Lawrence Fishburne's daughter just in porn?
Well, yeah, she tried to do the sex tape. There was a teen mom that tried this. Like,
yeah.
Mm. Octomom. Everyone tries this model, but it doesn't work. Theirs works.
Apparently, Ray J was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast recently.
Of course he was.
Guinea Dean.
Oh, Guinea Dean.
Called Club Shay Shay. And
you can't make it up.
He was pondering whether his sex tape with Kim Kardashian altered the course of humanity. That's what they were talking about.
That was it. Well, I mean,
in some ways you could say it altered the course of the economy if you think about all the money that's been funneled into them since then, but
altered the course of pop culture.
Pop culture for sure. The course of humanity might be a little strong.
Yeah, humanity is a bit much.
Ray J asked, how different would we all be? How different would this whole effing thing be? How different would this industry be? Everything would be different. There might not be any OnlyFans and all things like that. All the opportunities like that. Probably more people would be going to college.
A true hero.
Well, B2B.
The best part is Ray J does think that he changed the world forever, like in his mind. Ray J. Well, hey, and I bet he's done real well. I mean, they made millions off of that. Because remember, originally they said that the tape was leaked, and then everyone found out that they released it, and they made a ton of money.
Because if it was leaked, they could have sued someone for like either defamation or defamation of character or whatever. And so when people looked into it, they're like, wait, you don't have a leg to stand on here because you did this yourself.
Yeah.
By the way, you said that he thinks he's changed the world. He actually says later in here, I'm reading through his quotes, he says, are we part of the cure, or are we part of the disease? I don't know. All I know is I'm trying to make it right. And then Sharp asked him, are you embarrassed by the tape? And he said, yes.
I'll get it in.
Yeah, he's embarrassed by the tape. He's not embarrassed by the $20 million. Let's try it, Ray J.
Well, he has kids.
Yeah.
How could they possibly...
I think they're doing just fine.
Penis.
I mean, that's... Then they're like, yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, you
they,
never...
They probably love it. They're like, you're with Kim?
Yay!
You got with Kim? Dad! High five!
Dad's rich. For what? This? Oh, all right. Just Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up.
Yeah.
Go Ray J. Someone asked, are we going to get to the 93-year-old prisoner, or are we just going to talk about the old lady falling down?
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned to find out.
Yeah. It's called the tease, bitch.
That's right.
Buckley
That's
may right. start swearing again.
Yeah.
Oh, Ron Burgundy.
It just... Right, like it was off the prompter.
Ah, oh, so good.
Think about whatever else you could have got me to say right there.
Oh, I so wish. It's great.
By the way, Ray J is claiming that Kris did have she played a part in orchestrating the release of the tape.
Of course she did.
A claim that Jenner vehemently denies.
Well, no one wants to admit that they pimped out their daughter's porno tape and edited it.
We also have Ray J's former manager, Whack 100,
what?
Threatening to release more footage.
His name is Whack 100?
Yeah.
Huh.
Gosh, it's awesome. Oh, yeah, I see him right here. Whack 100. What do you mean threatening to release more foot? Like, look, we've all seen it. There's no, like, you gonna see something that wasn't on there?
Well, actually, he did release the later footage, and apparently there was there was not even any nudity.
Oh.
It was just...
just them hanging out?
Yeah. I don't know what they were doing, but there was they weren't naked. So then who cares? I
think they were playing Yahtzee.
All right. Well, should we get to the 93-year-old guy story?
Why not?
Well, I would ask why.
Well, I kind of want to hear what a 93-year-old did to go to prison.
Well, the reason why is because you've brought it up and now you have our interest.
Yeah. You had my curiosity. Now you have my interest.
I have them both. All right, well, we'll see.
I love cows.
Are we going to break? Or?
I don't know. Trying to
this
decide.
Is the time of the show where Isaac likes to see how long I wait until I start to pester him about really going to break.
I may or may not be testing him.
A little odd. Might want to break. I think you should just go to break.
Well, this is in Florida, as you can imagine.
Of course.
A lot of olds in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Ocala, Florida? I don't know where that is.
Don't know where that is either. Ocala.
But a 93-year-old man tried to kill his wife of 60 years.
Hmm. She have it coming?
What are you, Stephen A. Smith?
Oh, look, I'm just saying. How long? 60 plus years?
Yep. They've been married since their 30s.
If you knew her, maybe you'd be like, that whiny bitch.
But why after...
just south of Gainesville, by the way.
After 60 years...
you ever put up with someone for 60 years?
Well, why not year 54? Yeah. Or 30?
Well,
60 and he snaps?
Here's my point. Maybe
she is an aloof bitch.
Maybe instead of making this man a villain for attempting to kill his wife, maybe we should call him a hero that for 60 years he didn't kill his wife, even though she probably had it coming.
She told deputies that they were sitting in the living room watching TV when the 93-year-old man complained of pain and said he wanted to die.
He is 93.
So then he apparently walks behind her and puts a rope around her neck.
What?
Yes.
What, he thought this is the easiest way to get a death sentence or something? I don't... okay, keep going.
She was able to slip her hand between the rope and her neck to free herself. Probably not hard to fight off a 93-year-old man.
But she's got to be 80-something,
she's got to be
right?
There, too. Like,
Is it hard for a 90-year-old to fight off a 93-year-old?
I got questions. Yeah, because I'm looking at a photo of
it's
the guy.
Like watching toddlers fight or something.
Yeah, he doesn't seem spry.
Well, he's 93.
He's 93. Well, we saw that 90-year-old woman the other day that was running races. I don't think this guy's running races.
Can a 93... Well, anyway, she got out of it. After freeing herself, she ran to the patio and called 911. The dispatcher already could hear the old man state, "You can die with me."
Whoa.
I think he was going to kill them both.
Either that death by cop or whatever, like wait for the cops to show up or...
Oh, no, I think he was going to strangle her and then kill himself.
Kill himself. Maybe he wanted a notebook sort of situation
now,
where you die like in the bed together, but she wasn't ready. So he's like, listen here, you selfish bitch. It's time to go.
Here is the red flag in the story.
Yeah.
The woman told investigators that he tried to kill her 2 weeks ago by placing a pillow over her head.
Oh, my God.
What the hell
and
is
did
this?
She not report this then? She was just like, well, it didn't work, so we're fine.
Well, maybe she didn't realize it. She's 90. Maybe she was...
Well, she realized it now.
Well.
Yeah, she was able to get him to stop, and she said that she thought that he would not try to hurt her again.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Huh. Well, I'll be damned. He does say in here that he is dying.
So he is claiming, yes, he is dying. Well, he's 93.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if he has cancer or what, yeah. But he says that because he is dying, he did not want to leave her alone. So his idea was to strangle her.
Well, you know she needs to ask for that then. That's not you don't get to just decide that she it would be a rough thing for her, so I'll take her with me.
Remember we were talking earlier in the show about how Yankee fan thought that they had it worse than anyone else? And their argument, well, short-sighted, there was some merit to it.
Can you imagine this guy's your cellmate?
I feel like this guy's on to something. What is she going to do? Yeah, she's 90 years old. She can't live on her own.
By the way, his name is Helmut.
Oh, really?
Helmut Lochner. Helmut Lochner.
He's German. I had a therapist named Helmut.
He's an old German son of a bitch. 93 years old, and he's like, I'm dying, therefore you're going to die too.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she fought him off twice.
And what's her name?
It doesn't say her name.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I would be very interested in watching the security footage of a 93-year-old man shuffle behind and try to...
super depressing.
Well, it would be, but at the same time, you know it'd be funny because you know it's not violent. He's 93, for God's sakes. Imagine him trying to put a pillow over her head, but he gets too tired. Like, his arms get too tired from pressing down, so he's like, I'm just going to go sit down.
Yeah, I bet it doesn't look like much.
No.
On the video.
No. I just can't get over the idea of, like, his mugshot is just, it's hilarious. And what does he care? He's dying. He wants to die. Like, this
just
is why.
Just take care of yourself then, buddy.
This is why I.
Buck's pissed about this story.
Well, I mean, why does he have to take her? She didn't ask.
I'm going to start a crime syndicate, and my two things are going to be, remember, hire children because children can't, you know, face real consequences, and all my hitmen are going to be, like, dying old people. Because what are they going to lose?
That's a great plan.
Like, you go to him and be like, hey, dude, you're 93, right? You're dying. Here's $100,000 you can give it to whoever you want, right? Or you can have one great big blowout party, and all I need you to do is just go kill this person over here. They would be, it would be an unstoppable army of very slow and confused hitmen.
Okay.
Right?
Wait, you wanted me to shoot that one?
Should I do the candlestick in the library?
You can't do, there's no way a 93-year-old can beat someone to death. It's going to have to be a gun. And you're only going to get one shot at it because you know the gun's going to fly out of their hand. You know, I'm just saying, like, you would... And if that one didn't work, I would just have a, like, imagine if I was trying to have you killed, how many, like, 95-year-old assassins would have to come your way before one was successful?
Ow!
You're like, ah, damn it, honey, there's another old man trying to kill me at the door. Sicanic won't stop sending them. You're like, eh, just shoo him away. Shoo him away. Call the cops. He's just shuffling along in his walker. It's kind of adorable when you think about it. An old man assassin?
It is pretty cute.
There's nothing you know, he goes, his dentures fall out. He's like, oh.
Hold on. I got to reload.
He gets tired.
He's got his little shaky hand. He can't put the in the revolver.
Shake hand. He shoots your wall.
Hold on. I'll get it next time.
I'm coming back.
He needs to sit down for a minute. He's like, you wait right there.
Excuse me. Could I just have a glass of tap water?
All I can think about now is that old lady on the bike falling over today, like on her way to kill someone. she's got a gun in the basket of her bike, but she can't.
The last words you hear?
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, it's adorable. I love it.
Well, there aren't a lot of... Well, I would imagine there are 93-year-olds in prison because they've been in there for life.
Yeah.
But there aren't a lot of 93-year-olds who get locked up for the first time at 93.
That are actively dying.
That's rare. They charged him with 2 counts of first-degree attempted murder.
But, like, you can get a compassionate release. Like, he's never going to go to prison. He'll just go to an infirmary somewhere where he dies.
Well, man. Imagine that old boy shuffling into your unit, your pod.
He's in there with some gang member, and old Helmet comes in there. And he's 93. Someone does ask the question.
I bet you Helmet runs that jail.
A 93-year-old German named Helmet.
Totally.
Yeah.
Think he's connected?
Yes.
I'm saying.
Oh, he's a Nazi.
Where's my dinner, bitch? Oh, my gosh.
Freaking punch it, bitch!
Unbelievable. I'm glad you brought that story to my attention.
She won't even return his calls, freaking bitch! What is up with that?
And that she didn't report the first murder attempt.
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, he's not going to hurt me again. I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. Just tried to smother me with a pillow, but... and then he tried to hang me, but I love Helmet.
Yeah. 60 years together.
I love him.
Marriage just sounds better and better, right? It's hey, honey, you want to grow old together? You just show him that story. Old Helmet.
Well, he was trying to do the right thing.
He was trying to
by
do
his mind.
Yeah.
But
Apple again. He's 93 years old. Maybe in his mind that made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah.
All right, it's the wildlife issue of our time, and it's next on The Fan. Yeah, so they're calling this the wildlife issue of our time, and we have spoken about it before, but it is the Burmese python invasion.
Oh, yeah.
In Florida.
Right? Yeah, the Everglades and whatnot.
Dude, this photo is nuts.
What do I look up?
Well,
yeah, what do we Google?
These are scientists with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida.
Google
and
they were
doing a new study, and they were, you know, they're looking for these big old pythons, you know. And they came across one that's 115 pounds, and its jaw was engulfing. Is that the right word?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Obviously, it unhinged its jaw, mm-hmm. and it was eating.
Oh, I see it right here.
A 77-pound white-tailed deer.
Yeah, I see it right here.
And they have a photo because you know you always hear these pythons, they'll eat small people or deer, and I know they can.
Yeah.
But this is the first time I've ever seen like
they're eating the pets.
They are real evidence of that. Oh. Look at that thing's jaw,
That's
dude!
Unbelievable.
It's around that whole. It's around the fattest part of the deer.
Yeah. Because they always say, like, with humans, like, snakes really can't eat humans because of our shoulders. Boy, I'll tell you what. And like, this ain't getting me, but a small person or, like, a child or even, like, a woman, dude, this python would have no problem taking that thing down.
That jaw is stretched around the deer's entire torso.
That's incredible.
Dude, and there's video. They posted video of it too.
Oh no! Oh no!
And then later they show the snake. Obviously, they killed the snake.
Oh, they killed it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, because you're supposed to kill any of those.
And they opened it up, and that freaking look at.
Dude, that is.
Look at that photo of the deer in the belly. Like it didn't just try to eat it. It ate it, it's like. Getting ready to poop it out.
Dude, that's
it's a whole deer.
That is terrifying.
The hell?
Ugh.
Do we know how long it would take a python to break down an entire deer internally? Like, is that
weeks? Well, I don't think they can.
I think they eat and then the stomach acid slowly kind of dissolve it and all that.
But how long is there like a lump there? Weeks?
Yeah, I think it takes a week.
Well, see, I always thought they died when they ate this.
When they ate something that big?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I know that they dissolve it. It just sits in there, and the snake doesn't move, and that's why they only have to eat once, and then it just kind of, it goes. Ugh.
Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah, that is...
absolutely nuts.
They said it would be like, on this thing, they said it would be the equivalent of a 150-pound person swallowing 100 pounds worth of food.
Yes.
In one gulp.
In one gulp.
Yeah. And then it just sits in there. And I wonder if, like, do snakes ever get that? Like, we've all done that where you eat so much, you just go home and you feel like you're going to die. What if that snake is like, oh my God.
That happens, and then sometimes they actually do die.
Yeah, because, I know sometimes they gack it back up. They're like, it's too much. They spit it up.
I don't even think that thing could throw that thing up. It's too big.
Boy, I love how they say that it was humanely euthanized. What exactly is humanely euthanized?
Just a little injection.
They just shoot it? Like
no, they give them injections.
Really?
No, yeah. They probably just hacked the head off with a machete real quick.
Yeah, no, they definitely didn't hack the head off. You can see the head in the photo.
Yeah.
Oh, if it already being dead?
Yeah.
Oh. So what, do they poison it? What if he's not hungry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Put it down just like they do.
I know with like some of like the wolves and stuff, they have poison sticks. They take, like, syringes on the ends of poles, and they just do they jab them.
So it's like a long-distance lethal injection shot.
That don't make sense, but when a snake eats like that, there's no way that snake's moving. There's a 77-pound deer in its gut.
Fall out of Hirsch's.
It's probably the easiest snake to kill in the history of mankind.
Well, another reason not to go to Florida.
Yeah.
Dude, that's... And you know the other thing, too, is think about how nimble... deer are.
Yeah, and that thing still got caught.
Yeah.
Well, they get you by...
They ambushed it.
Yeah, they get you by the legs. Once they get you by the legs,
even
man,
so, shame on that deer. You gotta have quicker feet than that. Like,
That deer's cut.
The snake doesn't have any legs, right? So just run away.
But if it grabs your leg and you're a deer.
But how quick can it really grab your leg? I thought it takes a minute for them to spiral around you.
It bites you and then it starts curling.
Yeah. I think, I was going to say, if the python gets a hold of the deer leg, the deer's done. It has no other defense. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Actually, it has no defense other than its speed. But yeah.
And once it gets ambushed. If you've ever had something like this is. All I can go on is like my jiu-jitsu. When something grabs you by the leg, it is such an alarming feeling because there's nothing, like, you start getting off balance, and then once you fall down, you're kind of screwed. So I guarantee that deer, like, once that deer fell to the ground in that little deer mind, it's like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, it's, you know, why did you fall down? Something grabs you by the leg. It's really hard to stand up.
I always feel like I'd have time.
Look at that. That's what everyone says.
I know. That's why I'd be dead.
With the python, you mean?
I think it takes too long.
Yeah, I think as humans, we could maybe...
deer's faster than me. You should get out of there.
Right, but he's ambushed. He doesn't see the snake. That's the problem.
I know he doesn't see
it. You're just walking along and that thing bites you by the leg. You think you're slipping out of that? Nice try.
I think it's possible.
Pulling a Christian McCaffrey. I'll tell you what, I'm going down.
Well, I see it on the snake shows.
Yeah.
Where sometimes those guys do get wrapped. Like, snakes start wrapping.
Yeah.
And they peel them off.
That's
true.
But they always have help.
Not always.
Really?
Not always.
There's a cameraman and stuff. I don't want to find out if I could do it.
Yeah, me neither. Florida sucks.
When they can break it, whatever limb they're around, they can break it.
Yeah.
And then once it's broken, especially if it's a leg, that's your
Then I just pull it right out of there.
It's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Broken, idiot snake.
127 hours style.
All right. We must adjourn because coming up next is Hot Corner. Make sure you listen to some hot baseball talk. You know, the World Series is going on.
Good game.
And for now. Yeah, 5-4.
Everyone wanted a good game. We got one.
And we'll be back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.